At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, he spoke today, and we do have some sound about the Deshaun Watson appeal because people finally asked him, what did he think about the NFL appealing it and why did they do it? And here's the commissioner.
We've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence that there was multiple violations here and they were egregious and it was predatory behavior. Those are things that we felt, we always felt were really important for us to address.
And he's right. If you read her report, Martin, it doesn't fit the penalty. Like, she used the word egregious. She used the whole thing about his predatory behavior, where it was a bait and switch, where it was, hey, come rub me down, give me a massage, and now I have a washcloth over my genitals, okay? Like, and I can remove it if it's going to be in the way. Like he was, this is, in no way was he looking for a massage. He was looking for extracurricular activities, and because the judge only was presented 4 of these women, I think she acted on that because, what, the other 20, Rob G, signed NDAs, so they couldn't really, their testimony and that stuff wasn't included. But Roger Goodell's point is right. The NFL proved its case, A, it was egregious, and B, he was predatory. And six games is nothing. Zero. He got off, and Martin, he had the nerve to give up that, make out that phony contract where he's only making $1 million. So even his penalty, right, was small, and he got no fine from the arbitrator. That was not going to stand in this man's NFL, and the NFL did what they had to do.
Well, and part of the reason why it was a big problem is that there are certain, obviously, you can't persecute on allegations, right? You have to have things that are proven in fact, and if you only have the testimony of the four people, it ignores the fact of all the other accusations, which, in a court of law, should be ignored. However, when you read Sue Robinson's decision, I take one umbrage, one big part. I do believe that sexual assault is violence, and she continued to refer to things as non-violent sexual assault. I don't believe that's a thing that exists, right? Because if just by the nature of what sexual assault is by definition, sure, it may not be a punch in the face, but it is an unwanted touching or unwanted interaction. Like, and to me, that is a form of an act of violence. But the other thing that I found that I disagree with her findings is that this has some level of precedent. And I think, it, again, because the 20 people signed NDAs, therefore they weren't allowed to be involved in this. But there is no form of precedent in the NFL for this. So to try to compare this to other domestic violence issues that have occurred in the NFL with the six, because that was kind of where she drew the six games from. If you looked at other domestic violence penalties, they've been around that type of distance. First of all, this isn't domestic violence in the same way that it is of your partner, right? This is him seeking out at least four people that Sue Robinson was able to go seek out through Instagram under the guise of looking for massages and then turning it into something else, right? Right. That's what she said in her statement. That's what she found. So what I find interesting is that if you look at all the findings that she had, and then you look at the punishment, again, it does not fit the crime, which gives so much leeway in an appeal type of process. My biggest problem is if you have this independent arbitrator. That was the whole point, that Roger Goodell wasn't going to be the judge, jury, and executioner.
No, it wasn't, because
of the cases.
But that's what they claim. But when you give him,
but so that was the whole. That was what they said was the whole point, was that what? Roger Goodell was going to be slightly removed.
How?
From this disciplinary. Well, by assigning an independent arbitrator,
yes, but
to go over all this stuff.
So, but like, if he doesn't, if he doesn't like what comes down,
then
he gets to step back in, and that's
right,
why.
But that's what I'm saying. The whole point of having an independent arbitrator is pointless if you're going to just do what you were going to do regardless, right? And Deshaun Watson kept
saying, but the players signed off on this, Martin. This is what I don't understand. Like, when you appointed the arbitrator, why did you then allow him to be able to step in and not only step in and appoint somebody, but he could oversee the appeal?
Well, probably because we're talking about the NFLPA and not the MLBPA, right? Like, because Major League Baseball types of unions will never, like, but this idea is broken. Like, Roger Goodell is going to end up being the judge, jury, and executioner of this sentence, of which I feel that Sue Robinson got the sentencing wrong, right? Six games is not enough, right? I think when you look at six games, and I don't think it's fair to compare, you know, crime versus crime versus crime, but it's easy to say four games for deflating footballs, a season for gambling, six games for this, I understand the logic, but it's just, if you're going to just completely invalidate what the whole point of having an independent arbitrator, then you should have just indefinitely suspended him as soon as it came out.
I get that point, but it was a dog and pony show. Can we say that? Because
yes, exactly. Why do we got to watch the dog and pony show? The Westminster dog shows on FS1, that's all the dog and pony shows that we need.
But that's what it turned into, because when they gave the commissioner the opportunity to jump back in and correct the wrong, and I'm with the commissioner on this. Hey, let me tell you, I always had a problem that he was judge, jury, and executioner. And this goes back to way back on the old network when the players gave him that power. That was negotiated. The players, he was a new sheriff in town.
He was supposed to clean up the league.
Right, okay? And the players agreed. They gave him that power. It was not always like that. But in this case, Deshaun Watson, everybody who watched this case, nobody thought it was a just penalty. Who did? Did they?
No, I didn't. I didn't think it
unless
was a just penalty.
Unless you're a fan of Deshaun Watson.
No, I mean, yeah,
or family members.
Sure, or you know, if you're
friends,
whatever. If you think this is no big deal, then of course, then you think that this six games was egregious, right?
Right.
But to me, it was kind of a place where no amount of games was going to be set. The way law is made is with precedent. You had an opportunity here to go against a guy who, at least through four different people that Sue Robinson has examined their testimonies, exhibited a behavior over and over and over again.
Four people, I know, four women are a lot. It ain't like this is an isolated one-time happening. So for her to use the term egregious and he was predatory and he was not interested in a massage at all, the league and the commissioner are saying that they proved their case. They pushed for Martin an indefinite suspension. I believe this new person on the appeal, who the commissioner has named, is going to give him 1 year. And they're going to give him a fine of $5 or $6 million. They're not going to let him have a $1 million a year salary and not pay a significant fine. He will miss this season.
I'm thinking it's going to be at least over 10. I think that especially because Deshaun Watson's camp has already said they would have settled and accepted 6 games just fine. I mean, 12 games just fine. Well before that, this is like if the NFL come down with 12.
Well, they're saying that now because they know he could be out.
But they had said that before Sue Robinson had come down with the 6. Like when the year was always the thing that the NFL was saying, they said, look, we'll take 12. So I do think that the league is going to push to get a year-long suspension. And quite frankly, I think it should be a year-long suspension at minimum when you're dealing with something like this. Because, Rob, let's say it's February, it's the eve of the Super Bowl, and allegation number one comes out for Deshaun Watson. And then it's March, allegation two comes out for Deshaun Watson. And then April, allegation three comes out for Deshaun Watson. And then May, allegation four comes out for Deshaun Watson. Where is he in training camp in August? If you have four separate allegations that come out in their own different news cycles and their own different storylines, and it's like, well, not boom, 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 then it becomes a clear pattern of behavior adjudicated in the media at that point in time, because each one of them will be breaking news.
Yeah, I think the NFL in this case, and I think the NFL makes a lot of mistakes. They've mishandled a lot of situations. The Ray Rice situation, you remember, Martin, he got 2 games to start, and then when the video came out, then they changed it. He never played again, and I know his career was already on the downside. But it's just amazing how he went from 2 games to never wearing an NFL uniform again. How'd you go from that to that? And then the NFL put out a penalty without seeing the videotape, which made no sense because it happened in an elevator casino. You've been in casinos. The casinos covered 99%, Martin, with cameras. There's only one place that casino doesn't have cameras.
The vault.
No. The bathrooms.
I would be surprised, not in the stall, but I would be surprised if coming in and out.
No.
I bet you coming right in and out. They know you go into that boy at 503 and come right back out at 505 with some toilet paper attached to your shoe.
Yeah, but they're not doing, they're not in there when you're doing number
no
one or number
time.
Two.
I'm sure they're not looking. They're not zoomed in on the action. But then I bet you this: they know who's in the bathroom and who's outside the bathroom, especially when the count is off.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Martin Weiss, hour number two. Let's talk about the Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was asked, had an interview, and was asked would he rather win the MVP or a Super Bowl. It's not like he hasn't won. That's the thing that is kind of weird, is that he did win a Super Bowl. I mean, people just want him to win another one, but he did win a Super Bowl. So there's no question about, oh, he was a great quarterback, but he never won a Super Bowl. Well, he did win.
Well, the thing is about the guy who won one Super Bowl, Drew Brees has also fallen victim of this. You win one, and then everybody's waiting for you to win another one. And
no,
then you
I get
have
that.
Well, then you have playoff failure, and then playoff failure, and playoff failure, and playoff failure, whether it be yours or anybody else's, it, for whatever reason, didn't advance. And then after a while, it looks like, hey, it's been 4, 5, 6, 7 years since this guy's been in another Super Bowl.
Well, here's the thing, though. I could give you two quarterbacks that capped their careers by winning Super Bowl. Peyton Manning had one, and then he won where he threw 95 yards for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, and then all was forgiven but
and even though he wasn't the player that he was or he had anything to do with it, I'm just saying that's where you talk about a second one. He has two, but how much was he really in play on that second one? And if you remember, John Elway couldn't win, and then he won his last 2 years and retired. And people look at John Elway differently. I still think Aaron Rodgers if he were able to, the way he's been able to win MVPs, close out his career with a Super Bowl or two, and the way that he's playing and his age, and I don't know how many more years he has, Martin, 3 or 4. If he gets another one and he has all the other records and whatnot, he'll go down as one of the greatest quarterback. But let's hear Aaron Rodgers. I think this is obvious. I don't know any player who would rather have an individual award rather than a Super Bowl.
I don't say this as a cliche. I say this as heartfelt as I can. I want to win a championship. I've had all the individual success I could possibly ever have dreamed of accomplishing. I've got 4 MVPs. I'm an honorary black belt. I'd like to win another Super Bowl. That's most important. Everything else would be just purely icing on the cake.
He's right. I mean, it is cliche, but he's right. That's all he needs to do. And the other thing, though, and I take issue with this. There's nothing he can do between now and the playoffs, Martin. So winning the MVP isn't a knock on him if he plays well during the year. It's separate. People are like, yeah, go ahead. He can win another MVP. Well, it ain't going to matter until we get to the play. What are you supposed to do between now and then? A couple of years ago, Bucky Brooks from the NFL Network and Fox Sports Radio was saying he was washed. Rob G., am I wrong? He was washed. And then he was saying, oh, well, he should go to Chicago and finish his career there because he's finished. The only thing the guy did after Bucky Brooks said that was win back-to-back MVPs in the Patrick Mahomes era, who Chris every day says is Michael Jordan-esque, who hasn't gotten the MVP vote in 3 years. He hasn't got a vote in 3 years.
Well, I got news for you. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to get one this season. Like, it'll have all the narrative. He'll have all the story behind it, especially if he's, like I told you earlier, if he's 9-2 in week 12, they're already passed the bye, they're balling out, and Aaron Rodgers has like 2 interceptions because you know he's going to throw some infinitesimally no number of interceptions next season. Then sure, will he get votes? Will he be near the top of the odds? I think so. But I think, A, you're going to see a lot of voter fatigue after back-to-back MVPs. And, B, I think Aaron Rodgers has turned a lot of people off in the last, I don't know, call it 8-9 months. And I understand that he won won an MVP already after he did the whole I'm immunized, not vaccinated, so on and so forth. But I think that if he had been like Kirk Cousins or Carson Wentz early on in the year being loud and proud about his unvaccinated status, it would have been a different story in terms of MVP votes at all. And I think this whole off-season doing ayahuasca and all of this, like I just feel like people are turned off from the mystique of what Aaron Rodgers is. He dresses up like Halloween characters, like on a regular basis. Like I really do feel like people may be just a little bit sick of what Aaron Rodgers is selling.
Yeah, I could not disagree with you more.
So you like the fact he dresses up like John Wick and is doing DMT?
No, because you sound like that knucklehead European sports countries. Writer in Chicago who said he wasn't going to vote for him because he was a jerk, and that was his reason. Thank God the other AP writers, nobody followed that lead. And when you take a look, he's the one who voted for Cooper Kupp. He was the only one.
All right. If that guy doesn't come out and say that, and everybody else thinks, well, if I don't vote for Aaron Rodgers, who at that point, to me,
you really believe
clear,
that?
I think that people who vote on the MVP, and I'm not trying to say that the journalists aren't, they're not doing their jobs, but I think at some point, bias will play into it.
Nah.
MVP fatigue is made up.
Yeah, because Brett Favre won 3 MVPs. Why weren't they fatigued on Brett Favre? How many Super Bowls did he win during that stretch?
I'm asking you. Tom Brady has, well, I mean, how many MVP? I mean, I'm just
no,
saying.
No, I'm so, asking like, you about Brett Favre. Tell me, how did he win 3 MVPs?
I don't know.
MVPs?
It was 25 years ago. Let's talk about when your hair was salt and pepper, not all straight black gray.
Let me ask you about Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning won 2, then didn't win, and then won another 2.
Because he had MVP fatigue, and then went 3
how?
In a row.
No, but he won 4 out of 5. That's fatigue. But the people, Barry Bonds won 7 MVPs. That's a misnomer. That's a fallacy. If you put up the numbers, Tom Brady had more touchdowns, more than 1,200 yards more than Aaron Rodgers, and got 10 votes. Aaron Rodgers got 39. If there was ever a time for people to make Aaron Rodgers feel like we're tired of your act, or we don't like you, or whatever, you voter fatigue, they could have easily done it last year. Tom Brady had as many wins as Aaron Rodgers. They won 13 games.
When you looked at the supporting cast, obviously Rodgers was more valuable to his team than Brady was to his. Like, I don't think that's a crazy hot take.
Voter fatigue. I mean, he won last year.
Like I just told you, if he had come out with a Carson Wentz and Kirk Cousins standing loud and proud about his unvaccinated status, and before your boy from Chicago went out there and said that he wasn't going to vote for him because it would have been a jerk, and everybody saw the feedback and the blowback from that, I think people would have passed on by and would have made a reason. People were already making a reason to make Tom Brady the MVP, and I thought it was far and away Aaron Rodgers last season, up to like based off of his play. Yeah, I think there'll be a reason why somebody will find not to vote for Aaron Rodgers this year because they may not like him.
I don't agree with that. When you lose the best receiver in the NFL, if they win 13 games again for the fourth year in a row, okay, win the division for the fourth year in a row, and Aaron Rodgers takes this makeshift
and then everybody
wide
who voted for Aaron Rodgers for the MVP for the second year in a row got to answer what happened in the first round of the playoffs for the second year in a row.
That has nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with
Martin,
it. Like,
no, it
Giannis
doesn't.
Antetokounmpo didn't get the league MVP. I mean, didn't get MVP because his postseason success.
No,
and it was just readily accepted.
That's not how it goes. That's not – when you take a look at the MVP race, it has nothing to do with winning a Super Bowl or playing well in the postseason. It's only based on those games. It has nothing to do with it. Otherwise, Tom Brady would have won the MVP because he was coming off a Super Bowl. He didn't. It doesn't work like that, Martin. It doesn't even make sense what you said. Tom Brady, who had more touchdowns and more yards than Aaron Rodgers and won the same amount of games, he should have been the MVP. He was coming off a Super Bowl. How in the world could you look at that and think that it has anything to do with the regular season? It doesn't. I do believe that there's a path to a Super Bowl. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk. There's all these young quarterbacks and hot shots out there. So I'm not saying it's automatic, but I do believe it's in play. And you're saying he has no shot to win. That's your term?
I think he'll be in the running. Anything can happen. Guys could get hurt, whatever. But if everything stays status quo and all the people who are now favored at the top of the MVP list are still there at the end of it, like, you know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, so on and so forth, are still standing when it's all said and done.
Patrick Mahomes hasn't had an MVP vote in 3 years.
I'm aware that Patrick Mahomes hasn't had an MVP vote. Because you know what? Because you want to talk about guys who got weapons. You got Hill, you got Kelsey. Well, now guess what? Another guy who lost a great receiver, Tyreek Hill's in Miami right now telling everybody who will listen about how good Tua Tagovailoa is. We'll see about that going forward. However, this you're not going to say that it, without having a top five in the history of the game, deep threat in Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes' game, if he's able to compete at the same way. All the narrative that you have for Aaron Rodgers is also applicable to Patrick Mahomes.
It's not applicable the same exact way because – last year, he also stumbled. How many interceptions? You want to talk about – now, your narrative was about postseason.
Last year, Patrick Mahomes stumbled.
No.
But if it hadn't been for 13 seconds of an amazing drive, come on now.
No, I'm trying to make your point that you're saying that if it's based off the postseason going in, Patrick Mahomes threw a pick to lose the playoff game. So is that going to count against him?
To lose which playoff game was that?
Yeah.
Which playoff game was that?
You mean the big game to get the AFC Championship game?
That one. Which postseason game did Aaron Rodgers lose again?
No. It doesn't matter.
Which game did Aaron Rodgers lose in again?
You were at home.
I don't do that LeBron school of thought that you do. Which game did Aaron Rodgers lose in again?
No, you were at home.
Because you don't get points for losing in the first round instead of losing in the third round. That's stupid.
You were at home in a situation where you were up by, I don't know what they are, but a couple touchdowns. Look at the second half. He played poorly in the second half
of
that game.
You know who else was looking at the second half of the AFC Championship, NFC Championship? Your two-time MVP.
No, but your point is that, no.
Patrick Mahomes, you're right. The Chiefs didn't go undefeated last season. And Patrick Mahomes, you know, didn't have, what, five interceptions or whatever. Yes, he looked slightly more human than he has in seasons past. But if all the things that you're making to the case for Rodgers' MVP, instant play for Mahomes right here, right now. Lost a big weapon right there. Tyreek Hill.
No, he didn't lose
Adams.
The best. He didn't lose the best wide receiver.
He lost
in the
top
league.
Five deep threat in the history of the NFL.
Did he lose the best wide receiver?
He lost a top five deep threat in the history of the NFL. Challenge me on it. Tyreek Hill is top five right now.
Who's the best receiver? History. Who's the best receiver in the league?
Devontae Adams.
Okay.
So is Devontae Adams the top five? Is Devontae Adams the top five receiver of all time? Is Devontae Adams the top five receiver of all time?
To lose your best receiver.
Is Devontae Adams the top five receiver of all time?
To lose your best.
I thought so.
To lose your best. To lose your best. His career is not over, so I can't.
So
put
who's
him there.
Patrick? Tyreek Hill right now is a top five deep threat of all
is
time.
Is he a top five receiver of all time?
He has potential to be. He's already top five at one thing they do. Is Devontae Adams?
I'm not trying to say he is top five, but you tell me, champ.
Since you're the one, he's a top five deep threat of all time
top
right now.
Top five receiver. Devontae Adams is currently the best receiver in the league. And my only point is that losing him, if the Packers win 13 games this season, if they win the division and Aaron Rodgers puts up the numbers he has been putting, he will be in that conversation to win the MVP. All right.
And so it's all true for Mahomes as well. The same exact argument.
It ain't because he's not
coming
off.
You're
going
to be sick when Chris Broussard is sitting right here telling you the exact same thing.
Chris has been saying it for 2 years, and he still hasn't gotten an MVP vote. So Chris could yell from the rooftops, and it didn't work.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game,
game.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob G, can you jump on the mic? Because the news about Serena Williams was that this is probably going to be it in her career. And she wrote this in a Vogue magazine article, Rob G. Can you update us?
Yeah, she wrote a first-person essay that was published today in Vogue. She is the cover model for this month. And in it, she, you know, had a nice fond farewell to her career. And she mentioned that she was looking to start a family and be more present at home. And as a result, she was going to have to say goodbye to tennis. So all signs pointing to, as of now, Serena Williams retiring from tennis after the upcoming Open later this month.
Rob G, stay on the mic. And Martin, let's have a conversation because I know what happens. People will look at an individual player like a Serena, Tiger, Woods, and think because they're not relying on anybody else, you know, they have to do it themselves. It's all about themselves and not about a team and not about a situation, that these players often are better than team sport players. And I'm talking about like a Michael Jordan or LeBron James or a Barry Bonds, whoever it might be, or whatever sport it might be, Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, that they have to rely on other people. Where are you guys when we talk about players playing individual sports compared to team sports?
I think team sports is an entirely different animal than individual sports. Just when I think about, okay, and I don't mean to just bring this up as she's announced her retirement, and we'll get into a lot of the great things she's done.
Oh, she's done. Her resume is ridiculous.
But one of the memories that I have of Serena is when, against Naomi Osaka, she wasn't able to maintain her composure, right? Now, that was by her own making. Now, J.R. Smith didn't call timeout, and we saw LeBron James not being able to maintain his composure in that overtime period in game one of the finals. That's not of LeBron's making, where J.R. Smith did not know the timeout situation.
The game wasn't over, though. LeBron still had
the match wasn't over for Serena either, right? The point I'm trying to make is when you're a team athlete, you have a whole different – you can be let down and your teammates pick you up, or your teammates can let you down. When you're an individual sport athlete, it's going to be generally up to you whether you win or lose, and that's why I think that you have to view them differently, especially the more dominant individual athletes, because of the way that they are able to prepare every single time. It's always coming down to them.
Yeah, but I would push back and say that I still would take Michael Jordan, even an individual, because even though he had teammates, he played at that high level that it still came down to him no matter else who was on the court. It often came down to Michael Jordan as well. Even though, yes, there's Scottie Pippen and Steve Kerr.
If the rest of the Chicago Bulls went 0-for-0 with 0 minutes played, Michael Jordan would have lost. That's my point is. And you're like, I'm going to push back. That's my point.
No,
is that Michael Jordan had teammates and other teammates.
That makes no sense, because that's not a real game that they're going to go 0-for-0. My point is, Michael Jordan was the one driving the bus, regardless to who his teammates were. That's why you can compare him to him.
And my point is, Serena ain't got no bus.
Yeah, but that's why
Serena's got no buzz.
But that's why I still could compare him to Tiger Woods and compare him to Serena Williams. Rob G, where are you on just the way you look at individual athletes? And I get what they do, and it's all about them, and I have mad respect for both Tiger and for Serena for what they've done.
I think Martin makes some good points, and I tend to agree that individual athletes, it's different because they don't have anyone else that they can rely on in certain situations. Like, Michael Jordan is not 6 for 6 if he doesn't have Paxson and Kerr hitting three-pointers or Dennis Rodman playing defense. LeBron James doesn't go to 10 finals if he doesn't have, you know, guys in the open threes or playing defense. Or in this case, J.R. Smith, he might have another championship. Or he might not have had the championship in Miami were it not for Ray Allen. You know, like that. This is what happens when you're in a team sport.
But that doesn't take away from has to do
not at all,
in order to get to that. My point is, that's the way the game is played.
There's something that to be said, and I think to your point too, is Rob, is to be able to elevate not just yourself, but a group of people around you is something that should be commended.
That's the point, is that he has to elevate other people, and sometimes it's easier just to have to push yourself because there's no, I don't know if Scottie's in a bad mood today. I don't know if Steve Kerr ate his kale this morning and is going to be feeling good. You know, like I have to make sure that all these parts work together in order to win. And I think that's where the difference is in a positive way for team sports, because you have to rely on other people and you have to get everybody working together to make it work. I think it's harder than just going out and you're the most dominant golfer or the most dominant tennis player of your era and you just play.
I disagree. I think it's harder when everybody knows everything that you have to offer. And it's not only that, you're the king of the hill. Everybody's coming for you. Like every single person, or I shouldn't say every single person, but the vast majority of people throughout Serena Williams' tennis career viewed her as the person to beat. And that's just, I mean, it hasn't been the case. Like, is anybody with a 20-year hold on the NBA? Or, you know what I'm saying, a 15-year hold on the NBA besides, like, LeBron? And I know you'll say LeBron hasn't had that hold. So I was like, I would say, no, it's just when you're out there and you're the only one, the same way like Tiger Woods was, like, you are the person to beat, that you're the king of the hill or queen of the hill in this case with Serena Williams, I think it's something different. And then also, too, when you look at Serena's career.
Yeah, I want you to talk about her career
So much controversy surrounded her that had nothing to do with her. From so much controversy from other people, other writers, and the way that the predominantly white media would generally cover Serena, that's a whole nother aspect that she doesn't have anybody sitting next to her, left or right, to answer questions and to say, hey, stop talking about Serena like that.
Yeah, but the difference, too, is when you're the big dog, they still come for you anyway. And that's what LeBron and the biggest stars, they still have to answer to people more. So nobody's going to the 12th man on the Laker bench and saying, how come you guys haven't won back-to-back games in three months?
A whole bunch of people were going to Russell Westbrook and saying, what's going wrong with you? And every time you ask LeBron or AD, up until maybe like the last third of the season, they said, no, we got to just let Russ be Russ. We got to trust in Russ. They showed vocal support for him. That opportunity never existed for Serena Williams because she didn't have teammates.
Yeah, but she has people in her camp. She has her father at the time, earlier in her career, coaching. You know what I mean? Like, they're coaches, and there are other people who are part of the individual. I'm not knocking anything. What stands out the most for her to you, and how do you view her as an all-time great? Is she better than Michael Jordan in your eyes?
I separate individual sports
and team sports.
That's like asking if apples are better than you. That's like asking if apples are better than spaghetti. Like, to me, it's a pointless question.
It's not pointless, and you could take a look and say if I were to ask you who's the greatest athlete you've ever watched, it doesn't matter. I could still say Michael Jordan more so than Tiger, and I could say more so than Serena.
Well, I didn't grow up watching country club sports in general, like golf and tennis. So, like,
don't appreciate them?
I'm not saying I don't. I just didn't grow up. I grew up in Louisiana. All we watched was football.
Rob
and then I grew
G,
up
who's the greatest
basketball.
Athlete you've seen in your life? Martin refuses to answer.
The greatest athlete I've seen in my life was LeBron James.
Okay.
But that's my life. Like, you want? I'm 30. I'll be 33 next week.
Okay. How about you, Rob G?
Usain Bolt.
Okay. So you're into
the individual sport. Yep.
Okay. And that would be it.
But I say this: the thing that I take away from Serena's retirement, reading this Vogue article, it's the idea of when she's stepping away. I can really appreciate this, and I think, like she says, she wasn't ready to win Wimbledon this year, and doesn't know if she'll ever be ready to win New York. Like, she doesn't know if she'll be able to win. She's going to try. The lead-ups will be fun, and it would be great at this fantasy that she was able to pass Margaret Court and tie her and pass her and all this stuff. But ultimately, if she as a competitor feels that she may not be able to go out and dominate and play at the same level that she could, I, for one, am fine with athletes taking that time and saying, it's time for me to step away while I still can and start, and she already has a family, but advance my family, grow, make my daughter an older sister. Like, I'm here for that before you don't have to die on the court, figuratively. You don't have to show the breakdown of all your athletic skills. We can remember you for your greatness before, because that's how people get remembered after it takes too long for them to go away.
I think Muhammad Ali did that. I think at the end, to watch that guy get beat to a pulp and, you know, stand and do the rope-a-dope and all that, you know, I just thought that was like the worst way to go out. And I agree with that. I mean, it's different, but I thought Vin Scully retiring when he did 5 years ago with the Dodgers was the right thing to do. You don't have to be 95 years old and fall out in the press box, you know what I mean, in order to establish yourself. He had a great run, 67 years, and then said, okay, I'm good. And they even asked him to come back, Martin, in 2020 to do the World Series, you know, do the broadcast, and he refused, which was right. He was like, I'm not doing it anymore. Let the guys who do the team, cover the team, and let them do it. And I agree with that. I think that takes a big man to do that.
And I chastise no athlete for stepping out of competition with your head's not right, if your body's not right, especially like if you get there and you're in the middle of it and you say, hey, wait a second, that's one thing. But if you bow out well before it even starts, you say, hey, I'm not going to be ready for this, I'm not going to be able to compete with this, like that's how you go get hurt. And she's literally saying in the article that she wrote, in the piece that she wrote, she's like, yo, my heart is not in this in the same way, even though I still love it, and that is a challenge that I'm having to balance.
Your heart has to be in it.
But she's like, I have different things that I love. I have a husband. I have a daughter. You know, and beforehand, she said she never thought about having kids because she was hyper. And I think we, as lay people, maybe do not have the ability to even understand how much intense focus and how much dedication you have to be the best at something. And what she admittedly was.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island opens its gates April 20th.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.